The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon, the producer of the SDR show. Today's episode is the final installment of the AVN Awards series of the SDR show. This is day four with Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson at the AVN Awards Expo in Las Vegas. They interview several porn stars on this episode, including Marilyn Mason, Amelia Mars, Jasmine Love, Chris Scandal, Lily Larimar, and Kylie Rocket. It's a really fun episode. Also, guys, just know we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. It's absolutely free to watch that. But the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code SDR. You will get a one-week free trial, which gives you access to all of the over 600 episodes of the SDR show, as well as every episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, all for free for 1 week. Also, go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And wherever you listen, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, and subscribe. All right, here it is, guys. The AVN Awards Day 4 episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know.
We are live from the ABNs. It is the SDR show. Big J Okerson, of course, Ralph Sutton. We have two lovely performers and, of course, exhibitors here at the AVN Expo. An old friend of mine who I've met before, the gorgeous and talented Marilyn Mason, and her friend, our new friend, the lovely Amelia Mars.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming.
Thank you for having us.
First, a stupid question. When the name is so close to Marilyn Manson, has there ever been any meetups or discussions or seen him or anything like that? You're a super fan or it just was a coincidence?
No, I'm not a fan really at all. I used to feel like a poser for having this name because when I picked it, I was Marilyn Milkshake. I used to have, you know?
Okay.
So the porn company that like brought me in was like, you need to pick a more long-term name. Okay. So I looked up last names, M, I was like, more. You know, my like.
You wanted alliteration for sure.
Do what?
You wanted the alliteration, like MM.
Yes. Yeah.
And to stick close to Milky.
Yes. Like, yeah.
In the family.
And I thought Mason was like a cool name, like whatever. So I threw a Y in there because it did look so close to Marilyn Manson, but now he's like mega canceled. So I'm like, right. I literally was never a fan.
You're fine.
Mm. I don't.
I know. I got handcuffed my Marilyn Manson tattoo covered.
Half of it? What? Are you
serious?
It
was lyrics, yeah, it was lyrics.
Oh my God.
No, these are covered. These are.
Did you cover it post controversy or pre?
Yeah. I was like, nah, you know what?
It's just on. Right.
You know what's funny?
I got worst case scenario. He's not that great of a guy.
Right.
Literally.
Not that it's the right topic for this, but I'll just say it anyway.
He's 33. He should have died.
He's one of my best friends. No. My ex-girlfriend dated him before she dated me.
Hot sex.
She's in the court case. But on his side.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of interesting. Yeah.
Intrigued.
Are
you friends with her still?
With her, yeah. And I was never friends with him, but they were still friends while we were dating. And he would call for her once in a while. I was like, hey, it's Brian.
Name's Brian.
He's friends with Dutch Stanhope and stuff.
Yeah, so that's right. I'm just saying, I don't know what the story is, but the fact that a girl that I've been friends with, I've known for, Jesus Christ, 25 years at this point, is on his side.
Weird.
That doesn't mean she's on his side. Was she called for? She could be.
No, she's 100%. She's 100% on his side. Like, I'm telling you, she thinks it's all bullshit, and
she's a big dude.
I don't know.
Maybe he dumps a lot of money on her.
No, definitely not. She would tell me. We're still very close.
Okay. What did you say? Yeah. Bad girls get the electric shock.
Yeah. I don't want. I don't.
You scumbag.
I'd be speaking out of. I don't know enough about it. Other than I know that she's on.
You sure seem to be talking
Team
about
Brian Werner. Oh, it came up.
You said he's innocent.
I didn't say anything.
Damn, Ralph.
Hashtag free.
He's like, I know it's not the time, but like, let's drop this
let's shit right here, right now.
While we're at it,
for the time, but Ralph,
while we're at it, by the way, while we're at it, Epstein was innocent. No, kiss it.
Oh, damn it.
She was railroaded.
All right, so now this you said is your second AVN. Is this your first
ever? I didn't say that. I'm so sorry. I've been around since 2012. Try again.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so
I come every year.
It hasn't been around for a couple of years because of COVID, so that's why it's like it's bigger and butter. Athalia.
Is it your first?
It's very first one.
Yeah. Okay, get the mic a little closer. We're not too close. Thank you.
A couple of the girls have been telling us that it's less wild, though, than it used to be here. Do you think that's true?
I think I just saw Kim Kardashian.
Doubt. I saw that. I saw that. I don't think it was her.
I swear to God, I was like, Kim, yeah. What'd you say?
I say, I've heard this is years a lot less wild than it's been.
No, no, because listen, back in the day, I never went. This was pre-2012. It used to be at the Palms, and that's the heyday that everyone's like, oh, you've never been to Avian if you haven't been then. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I was like underage. Sorry.
Yeah.
What? Like,
sincere apologies.
And then it was at the Hard Rock for a bunch of years, right?
And then it was at the Hard Rock, and that was lame. This is way better.
Oh, okay. Let's get
way better. Yeah.
No, this is great. I'm just saying, I've never been to any other one before, but they just said it's
They're saying
like
that there's like a lot of like, you can't be you can't wear pasties, and
there's
you can't.
Kings, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me where you came from.
I came from Brussels, super random, but also California.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, like Dodd Punk.
The muscles from Brussels?
Did you watch, was it JVCD, the movie? Did you watch that?
Why? Are you trying to try?
There's statues of him there.
Is it really?
Yeah. In Brussels? Right.
That's fucking cool.
Young him.
Is he,
right?
Is he in the, is he in the Strauss in the statue?
Honestly, no. Wrong.
That would be cool. That's the statue that should
Next
be the
one.
He's hot, though. Would you? Would you still?
I don't think so.
What?
Wow.
Maybe
just were like...
That's like me. I'm from Philly. That's like me saying I wouldn't fuck Rocky.
Whoa.
I would never say that out loud.
Tell you delete it. Delete the idea. Right?
The soundbite is already out there.
There's a couple of questions we've been asking every girl that comes here. And we'll start with, does size matter?
No.
Most have been saying no.
That's what I keep saying.
And you?
I'm kind of a size queen.
Okay, see, now we got a little wrench in the work.
I mean, I still like, you know, the average penises, but like...
Thanks for dialing it back.
If you want to know how I feel, like, I want to be double. But whenever,
whatever.
That's the thing, is it doesn't have to be a dick.
It doesn't have
like,
to.
Size is fun, but yeah. Like... I don't really care what your dick looks like as long as it feels good. Like, as long
that
as
is correct.
Weird, and it feels good, that's great. But if you know what you're doing, use your hands.
Listen, I want to co-sign what she said because she is absolutely right.
Okay.
Like, did you just say to me?
I said, squish together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fists are hot. That's it.
And what about, is there such a thing as too small?
Yes.
But you're the size queen.
Micropenis, yes.
Okay.
But that's like... I'm sorry, like, it just doesn't feel like anything, but no.
Yeah, Ralph, on behalf of me and Amelia, we're sorry.
It's all right. I've gotten used to it.
But you have nice hands.
Do I have nice hands?
Yeah. So you can like, fist me.
In my life, whatever. That is the first time I've gotten that compliment.
You have nice hands.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm always wiener, you see how gigantic that is.
That's what I like to tell myself. It's my gigantic hands, my small wiener.
That must be these fucking oven mitts I have for hands.
Yum.
All right, what about this? Do pickup lines ever work?
It's an excellent question. I'm going to like go through the backlog on my mind, but I don't hear any. None of that stuff.
Because like the kind of guy that would do a pickup line is like already a cheese ball. You know
what works is jokes.
No,
like, jokes. They'll say jokes,
joking
Jay.
Around.
Yeah, joke is
joking
cool.
Around is
Jay.
Great.
That's why Jay. Name. Jay's Mr. Joe. Jay, tell a joke.
Ralph's left funny. That's his whole thing.
That's true. It is true.
Your whole problem.
I hate you so much, Jay, right now.
Let's ask our first questions.
Well, what about the fact that I have gorgeous hands?
You don't have to say anything.
Let's talk about
just
it.
Like this.
Yeah, it's because you're Jewish. You never work a day in your life.
True.
Sorry, the rest of us are men.
Way to throw. She's making me. It's a compliment, by the way. By
she's in the twinks, dude. Congrats.
The twinks.
She's in the tall twinks.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever.
Like twinks.
Okay, so the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show.
Waxed his entire body hair for this.
I did. And we ask everyone these three questions since the dawn of time.
Okay.
We start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you ever went to. Doesn't have to be a rock concert.
Oh, no.
But the first concert you ever went to.
I can't wait to tell you. Britney Spears. Ooh.
All right, that's a good one. How old was it? Britney Spears.
I think it was nine.
Britney Spears.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
And have you stayed a fan till this day?
If I can turn my leg.
Where am I looking?
Up. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
taking. From the back. Back in.
Oh, back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll trust you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just, hey, I just noticed a grease tattoo.
She's got a killer grease tattoo.
That's a fucking great tattoo.
That's awesome.
And then Cry Baby.
That's nice. Very and you're first?
Aaron Carter. Also nine.
Rest in peace, Aaron Carter. Aww.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I was nine, go 10.
Yeah, rest in peace.
No, you didn't say anything. You're like, you were on team, I'm glad he's dead. It was weird.
No, I wonder who's going to channel Corey Haim now for Corey Feldman. I didn't know the celebrity reality show when he said that Aaron Carter was channeling Corey Haim for him. Oh, it was fun. I don't remember.
I just saw the sickest TikTok of Corey Feldman singing the songs from The Lost Boys.
It's not good, though.
Oh, you know what? It was kind of killer.
It's not, though, at all.
I mean, he didn't have his angels with him.
I'm telling you, I have done deep dive on this guy.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
We're not allowed at his concerts because of how much fun we've made at his expense.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
That's the sign of what
he is not a fan of us.
An eagle.
But
he doesn't like fun.
But they let us, well, we filled his concert. He doesn't realize that we filled his concert.
Yeah.
And
ironically,
continue to do it. Yes. But we're also, as performers myself, I also say, do not fuck with the show.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy how delusionally psychotic this guy is. And cheer and scream and have a, and they do. But I mean, he is out of his tree.
Yeah.
And he has been for a really long time. Like, his Michael Jackson impersonation is like, why are you doing that?
He still says that that's the other way around.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Look, he says they grew up dancing together, so that's why they have a lot of the similar mood.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that.
I didn't know that either.
When you watch the movie he made about himself and Corey Haim, when Michael Jackson meets him, he's excited to meet Corey Feldman.
Oh, my God, that's fucking...
And says, I heard you've been doing some of my moves, and Corey Feldman starts doing them, and he goes... Well, that's a nice little like twist on it. It's in. He's out of
that's
his tree.
Crazy.
But I am intrigued by it.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. Totally.
It's that kind of train wreck where I'm like, this guy doesn't get it. But I wish he didn't hate us so much.
What if he started having an awakening and was self-deprecating and
I don't even self-deprecate. Say I'm having the most fun in the world.
Right. That's what I mean.
I don't awareness.
Care. No, it sucks. Self-deprecating is the wrong word. Self-awareness.
He doesn't do that. Even if he was quiet, he comes out and goes, I've just made maybe the best music that's ever That's why he's fucking crazy.
Right, that's fair.
You're nuts, dude.
All right, now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Oh, you go first. I'm thinking.
GHB.
Wow. Were you voluntarily doing it?
Voluntarily.
Okay, because that's usually the...
Oh, Brussels.
I call it the Ralph drug.
Honestly.
Then did you like it?
I did like it. Yeah, it was fun, except for then I fell asleep, eventually.
Well, don't we all?
We do, yeah.
How long does it last, like, the fun of it?
Half an hour.
Less
really? Yeah, basically half, or I don't know. I think that, you can't take it, every 2 hours. You're really high for, like, half an hour and super horny, and then you just kind of get drowsy. That's my experience, and then you take more.
How do you take it?
In a dropper. Water in your mouth already because it can really burn you.
And also there's like a science, right? Like it's got to be the right dose for your...
Because otherwise you die.
That's pretty wild.
It's like sushi you want to try.
Yeah, I know. I had it once. I told you I had that sushi once. So stupid.
Do you know there's sushi that if you cut it the wrong way, you could die when you eat it?
Yeah. Oh,
I think I've heard that.
It's called
like people, they train 20 years to be able to make that.
Yeah.
Like they train.
I might just never eat it. I bet just nobody should eat it. I had it once and it was fine.
How did they discover it is what I want to know.
Probably out of severe hunger.
One thing I've never seen, I go, I want to go out for some place that's delicious, death-defying.
Yeah, it's hot.
So
my first drug was quercetin.
Was what?
Quercetin.
I don't know.
It's like cough medicine. Right? It's like pseudoephedrine, you know?
Okay, so you just took it?
I took it. We were supposed to all watch The Crow. It was my first time seeing it. I didn't realize, like, that whole movie is, like, very dimly shot, So I was going crazy. Like, I'm like, I can't see, you know? And I'm like,
well, you know, he wasn't
creepy.
Half the movie.
Like, I mean, I guess he looked kind of like me right now. But I locked myself in the bathroom in a fucking comforter all night. My friends were knocking on the door, and I'm like, all I could think was, like, the walls are so white. Like,
wow.
Do you know it's so dark, that movie, because he's not in half the movie?
Yeah, so they had to colorize the first half to make it darker.
Oh, I was like, turn it up.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Okay.
And now the first time.
Also, rest in peace.
Yes. That one, I said, Jay, you're on board with that one?
Yeah,
what
one.
Think of?
Brandon Lee, who knows what could have been.
And now the first time you had sex.
Oof. What did we say about it?
You always say consensually. Yeah,
consensually.
The first time you were joined.
GHB.
Oh, wow. Was that? Was it the first GHB one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, it's with the same guy. Okay. I was 24.
Whoa.
Which is crazy.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
I went to Brussels. And I was like,
that's a grandmother in Brussels.
Yeah, honestly.
Did you move to Brussels as an au pair?
I did.
Oh my God, what a horny, slutty au pair.
That was the thing. I was like, I need to like go crazy. Because I hadn't let myself before. I was so studious and so like too perfect in the U.S. So I had to leave to like take dark
find yourself.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
bang the dad of the au pair thing?
Did I what?
Did you bang a father when you were all
no.
pairing? That would have been cruel. And then the GHB led to the first time having sex, or you took it to no, reduce it your inhibition. It. No, just part of
honestly,
it.
Honestly, actually, the first time we had sex, we didn't take GHB.
Okay.
I'm lying.
Okay, fair enough.
I did it before and did like orgasms.
And you were 24. How old was he?
Also, I kept my shoes on. I like tried to take my jeans off over my shoes.
Oh.
I don't know why. It was so weird.
How old was he?
31.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
And
that's
you?
Fine.
Yeah, sure. I was 14. It was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I remember the guy, I like midway. Okay, so I was riding him and on the toilet seat in the bathroom.
I mean.
And I was like, do you know my name? And he goes, Emily. And I was like, he goes, do you know mine? And I was like, Matt. He was like, Mark. And I was like, okay.
I love Valentine's Day.
While you were
moral.
While you were riding?
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty cool.
I mean, there's a darker part to it, but I won't go there.
Fair enough.
It's fine.
What happened? Only once in my life where I got up in the morning and I called a friend of mine and said, dude, what is that girl's name? I don't know her name. She's in my house right now. Have you ever not known the girl, the name of a girl you're having sex with? I was like 22. I was 22. That makes it not so bad.
Wow, what a baller, dude.
It's only been once.
I've always taken the time to learn that name.
You know why she slept with me?
Keep it.
My hand.
Call me an old school.
Oh.
She saw my hand.
Call me an old school romantic, but I've always taken that little extra time. I had to know her name.
Do me a favor.
Before I put things in them.
Look at the camera. Give us your socials, please.
You go. Marilyn Mason. If I haven't been deleted before you see this, my Instagram is killthemwithfineness. And my Twitter is Twitley Spears. Let me spell that. TWITLEY SPEARS. And then I'm actually Marilyn Mason on TikTok, believe it or not.
Fair. Like it. Cool.
I am Amelia Mars X on Instagram and Twitter.
Easy.
Yeah, and Amelia Mars on OnlyFans.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, fucking OnlyFans. I'm so sorry. Marilyn milked me on OnlyFans, and honestly, like, come on.
I feel like you're a big play on words fan.
Oh, I love it.
All right, makes sense.
Into prostate milking? Is that what that means? Marilyn milked me?
It's an oat milkshake.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jay.
I'm going to milk you, Ralph.
You are. It's like, they took it right there, didn't you?
You're about to get so milked.
All right, thank you, girls.
This was fun. Thank you.
Bye.
It's the SDR Show, everybody. Big Joe Overson, Ralph Sutton. Live at the AVN Awards. Our next guest we have here, very lovely. Paco brought her over. Like a weird little scavenger.
I give Paco credit, by the way. He's been finding hot chicks and bringing them over. Pretty good.
Well, they think he's their best gay friend because of his shirt.
Yeah.
Very fruity.
Yeah, he's his nickname in high school.
They're like, oh, this guy wouldn't hurt a fly. Look at how fucking...
What's he going to do?
He looks. It is the lovely Jasmine Love. Jasmine Love, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on. Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
First AVN, you've been here before?
This is my first AVN in, like, real life.
Okay.
The COVID one didn't really count.
Oh, you did the Zoom one?
Yeah. Was it? I didn't know. Is it all with totally Zoom? Like everybody's on a group Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That must not have been fun.
Yeah. Party was fun that I was at. That had the Zoom on
TV. Oh, that's funny.
That's probably hilarious. People just did it anyway.
Yeah, it's really funny. Are you nominated for anything?
Yes, I am nominated 3 times. I'm a horrible person, and I forgot one of them.
Oh, I thought that was the...
By the way, I thought that was the name of the event.
The I'm a horrible person category?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, this is an event. Where I take a shit on homeless people, and they...
I'm nominated for best girl-girl, best boy-girl-girl. I think there's one more.
That's wild.
Boy-boy-girl-girl.
Girly-boy-girl.
Just going to keep adding things. Boy, girl, girl, boy. Congratulations.
Boy, boy, girl.
That's right. Are you going to be emotional if you win?
No.
Or is it more about
I'm going to be fucking hyped as fuck.
That's a good question. Has anyone ever like been brought to tears on the AVN thing? Really? I've never walked one.
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah? You've seen it.
Everyone's on drugs and shit. Someone's going to cry.
All right, that's awesome.
I got really hammered the first day of AVN, and my friend, we stopped at his house, and I walk in and I just see like a litter of puppies. I fell to the floor. Like I just fell to my knees and just started bawling.
That's awesome. Who knows? Sometimes you see something weird to set you off. Yeah.
I know that if we win best SDR or best podcast, I might cry a little bit. I don't know.
I think I might like shit myself.
That's a good job.
By the way, I think you win that. Then next year you win that award.
But then like at the same time, I'm like, I need like 10K if you want to watch me shit. You know, so like.
You know, it's funny. Kendra Sunderland said $500. It's very weird.
Yeah,
very weird.
That sticks
big
with
star.
But they already have to fucking charge $200 because she's so sexy. Oh my god.
But not a good business.
I might pay her $500 to shit on me.
Does that mean with that little bit of knowledge, you just dropped your price by $9,800?
She's such a bad bitch. I love her.
I
like her. Yeah, like I'm a fan. I would call myself a fan.
Well, you know, about to watch her shit. You heard it here first.
She's got some nice titties.
If you were here about 3 hours ago, you could have heard her make fun of me for one of the worst dates of her life.
That's amazing.
She didn't say it was one of the worst dates of her life.
She just said she had no interest in. Well,
she went on a date with me
before you even
for the free food.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, I've done that.
And that's what she said.
Yeah. She actually said it wasn't even a date.
It wasn't a date.
Well, yeah, it was going with a friend to get free food.
Yeah, and it hurt my feelings.
Networking.
Yeah, it really
hurt my feelings. No, it wasn't that at all.
It wasn't networking.
Free food.
Just free food.
She was donating to charity.
Yeah.
You're trying your best to put a smile on this, and I appreciate that.
How is donating to charity putting a smile on it? That's worse. That is far worse. I'd rather it be organizational networking.
Yeah, you know, Ralph, that was Ralph's make-a-wish.
Yeah,
to go to Benihana's with Kendra Sutherland.
Yeah.
That and knocking her price down by 99%.
Yeah, it was good, dude. That was the most Jewish thing you've ever been a part of.
No, I'm Jewish, too.
Me, too.
Hey, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Maine, how quickly Jay throws that card both out parents? When it helps him.
Car?
Both parents?
No, my dad's Jewish and my mom is Brazilian.
Oh, technically, then, you're not a Jew.
Mom's got to be Jewish.
But
depends how you were raised.
Don't tell me what I'm I am.
Just stating Jewish law, woman.
I'm going to go tell.
Fuck this Meshuggah. Mazel tov.
Fuck this Make-A-Wish Meshuggah.
Ray, I'm gonna go tell Kendra on you.
Oh, please! What is she doing? What else could she do that'll bring me down any further?
She could come kick you in the balls. I feel like you'd love it.
Nah. Do you want to go to dinner and be disgusted when
you're off tomorrow? Maybe you want free food and be miserable.
I'll take free food.
You think you'd hold in a vomit long enough to get through with dinner with Ralph?
I have. I've tripped balls off acid and like, I'm like, don't puke. I didn't puke.
Hold in vomit long enough to scoff down some Japanese food.
Just to get some sushi down and you go home and puke and the things you said.
Yeah, I'll puke later.
All right, ask some of the questions that Paco wants us to ask all the girls.
She's accepted. Could you imagine if you had to kiss Ralph?
I think I'd rather die.
Yeah, right? I know that feeling.
Damn, she jumped right in.
By the way,
Jasmine Rule.
I get that a lot, Jasmine. I get that a lot. Thank you.
Jasmine, you rock. Always just jumps in.
Yeah, fuck you, Ralph.
She starts kicking me
Everybody
in the dick.
Everybody hates Ralph.
Well, yeah, dude, you suck.
By the way,
what can you just worry about?
You know what we need to do? We have to isolate Everybody Hates Ralph from Jasmine.
That girl, Kendra Sutherland wouldn't fuck you. And she'd shit for the box.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
All right, Jay, pick a question or two and then we're going to wrap up.
Does size matter?
Why not? No. I'm going to go with yes. But no.
Not
but
the way
like,
you think.
But also no, because I've had sex with dudes with like 6-inch dicks and like they've done way better.
They're perfect.
Than like a dude with like a big fat cock.
That's
but
stupid.
If you know, you need to know what you're doing. If you know what the fuck you're doing,
right?
You'll be okay.
But
If you're bigger, it helps for me. Some girls like small dicks. I personally like getting stretched the fuck out.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Jen, you're out.
Wow. BBC's look at the size of these hands.
Also, by the way, when you see that initial man hog, if it's a big thing, you're like, ooh, you don't know yet if he's good or bad in bed. That initial wow factor helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Now she's on Team Ralph. Fuck you and your chance with penis.
Get the fuck out of here.
Am I canceled? Fuck.
You know what, Jasmine? Fuck you with that love of getting stretched. How dare you? I was going to take you to Benihana's. What's the other one? Do pickup lines work?
No.
Yeah.
You got to have the Riz.
Gotta have what?
The Riz.
Do I know what that means?
No.
Oh, yeah. I never heard that before.
Good job, Paco.
What is it short for?
You have to excuse Ralph. He was around before the automobile.
I was in the 1920s.
Yeah. Go back to your century, bro.
Back in my day. By the way, century's only a few years ago.
He's already in trouble. He's been out the home past hours. He's supposed to be back by 7.
Oh, my God. They're going to put out an Amber Alert on
his ass.
They're
very worried about it.
Don't be shy. That's going to happen.
And you missed your nighttime pills.
Yeah, by the way, and I'm taking my my wake-up pill.
And they need you for bridge, and they're one person short now. And you're supposed to watch Jeopardy with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. In the home.
All right, in the home.
So are STDs rampant in the
very much so.
Homes?
Worse than they are here in the
U.N. How many do you have right now?
Oh, man. No way. Ralph's back of Ralph's world looks like fucking Michael Douglas, dude. It's like straight HPV.
Just red and raw.
Yeah, I get made fun of a lot on the show because I do not have sex without a condom. So they always, I've
oh,
never,
wow, that's
I've actually
smart.
Never had anything. Never had anything.
Never wait, wait, wait. Oh, I thought you said that you only, like, you don't have sex, like...
No, I've never had sex. I've never had sex.
He always used condoms, yes. Okay, yeah.
But he's also never fucked anyone more than once.
Well, willingly.
I believe that.
All right, so let's do the first...
Not everybody uses condoms on him, though.
Yeah, that's true. not Jay.
Nah, dude, raw dog. I gotta feel your eye coming in.
I need bareback.
Yeah. It'll take too long, baby, and I'm allergic to condoms.
That worked on Ralph. That worked on me. Is that not true?
No, Ralph, it's my allergies.
That's my spelling.
I'm that way early, I promise.
All right, so the name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We have asked everybody this since the dawn of time, their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just read the first concert you ever went to. It doesn't have to be rock. Just the first concert you ever went to.
3 Days Grace.
Oh, that's a good one.
I fucking love them. And it was Breaking them. Benjamin was there too. Fuck, why do you hate Grace. Them?
You almost got in a fist fight with someone.
Fist fight with the guitar player, Barry Stock. Fuck him. If you listen, fuck you.
Fuck you, Barry, but the music's bomb.
I feel like, was Breaking Benjamin was on STR not that long
they
ago.
Were.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not with me though.
No, there. Yeah, but they were on not that long ago.
But 3 Days Grace, dude. Had one any time.
So you know the story that I almost had 3 Days Grace on.
Yeah.
And didn't tell them that you were going to be my co-host.
I'll keep Billy. I'll make him really uncomfortable.
They came so close.
I don't think he likes them.
He does now.
I don't mind some of their songs at all.
It's we're debating. Them,
but the guy was a dickhead. He really did.
He being a poop head.
He was being a drunk shithead, yeah.
We're trying to decide if Jay hates 3 Days Grace more than Jasmine hates me. We're not sure.
No. No. She hates you way more.
I hate everyone. I'm just kidding. I love everyone.
That guy. Everybody but Ralph. The first drug
she doesn't love you, dude. She's just grossed out by your whole overall thing.
Yeah.
Well, welcome
I'll
to
just love world. You from a distance, you know.
Please. Yeah. And now the first drug you ever
it's
did.
A first week. Thing, you see.
That's the first drug I've ever done. I think it was probably Molly.
Molly.
Molly or maybe acid. I fucking love psychedelics. I've done mushrooms.
That's
acid.
A big theme here.
DMT. I'll lick the toad, you know, like that one, like where you lick a toad.
DMT didn't work on me. Isn't that weird?
I love DMT. You probably didn't smoke enough.
We smoke plenty. I think I'm on Lexapro. I think it blocked it.
You think you're on Lexapro?
No, I think that's what blocked it.
I don't know if it's
right. I'd have to guess because everybody else went there and I was like.
I did Molly and acid at the same time and it cured my depression.
Well, at least you think it did.
The math works out.
You're still in that. Because you're not even here right now. You're lying in a bed stoned on drugs.
I could literally be dead right now. I would not.
Jenka blathering it right now?
Yeah. We love you, honey.
I know.
Come to us.
The first time you've had consensual sex.
I was 14 because I got fingered for the first time. Oh, that's an amazing vagina.
That's a crochet vagina.
That is not. I would, Ralph, wear a condom with that thing. That's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt. But boy, cleaning the jizz out of that's going to suck.
Yeah.
Just throw it in the washer. pressure.
No, it'll shrink up. It'll all fray up.
Yeah, all right,
boy, I'm not going to knit you a scarf this year.
By the way, Jay
said just got their asses off the scarf list.
And also, Jay answered that like he's jizzed in a lot of crochet. He's like, no, this is what's going to happen.
No, if you wash it. Who are you?
All right, you said 14.
Yeah, I was 14. I, like, was so nervous to, like, even show my pussy to a boy, but then I got fingered for the first time. And then within that same month, I was just like, you know what? Like, I just want to get it all over with. Like, I just want to pop my cherry, you know? So I was like, bring a condom and, like, let's do it. Like, it was my idea.
Hell yeah.
And so I made him fuck me. It was the most awkward, most fucking weirdest, like, thing ever. But popped my cherry and then been a slut ever since. I think he was like 15 or 16.
Oh, that's cool. I like it. I like it a lot.
It was a little baby.
I do us a favor. Look at the camera. Give us all your socials and plugs.
I am on Twitter. I'm Jasmine Love XXX. It's JAZMINLUV. And then I'm on Instagram as Bad Princess Jazz with a Z. And I am on TikTok as Bad Princess Jazz as well.
I thank you so much for doing the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for hating me as much as you did.
Yeah. Now I can finally get a breath of fresh air. Because you stink.
I'm French, so I might struggle a little bit, but it should be fine.
Ça va?
Ça va très bien.
Okay, that's all I know.
Au top.
You know that stupid story. I used to work in a French restaurant.
That's all you know? How about fromage?
Fromage.
Poulet. I ran a French restaurant for a long time, and I've told the story on the show. Jason, I hate this already. What a puncher in the face.
The expression, I'm waiting for the story. You know?
I met a girl, and just cliff note the show. I met a girl, told her that I like,
oh, dude, stretch.
I told this girl I really like escargot.
Yeah.
And she got very disappointed in me, like got angry, and the conversation stopped. And I was like, is that weird? And she's like, yeah. I said, it's like, I don't like that. I said, what's the big deal? I know everybody that does likes it. And
yeah.
It's not, you know, because it's expensive. It's not that expensive. It was very French. She thought I said escort girls and not escargot. And everything I said made sense.
But you know why I was waiting for it? Because I took it the same way. Oh, really? I swear. I was like,
that's hilarious. She goes, oh, they're a little garlicky.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, also, let's introduce you right now.
Yeah, sure.
We're live at the AVNs. I believe we interviewed, is it your wife or is this randomly the fact that the last name is the same?
No. So we actually creating a brand as the Scandal. So we're working on it. And
Scarlet Scandal, yes, it is. This Chris Scandal.
She's not my wife yet, but it's coming.
You share the last name for now.
Yeah,
that's step one.
Yeah, it's more like of a business purpose, I would say.
Like the guys are an attractive couple, very good looking couple.
You guys, oh my God.
Yeah, you're a sexy man. So we asked you some questions. You know, you don't see as many male porn stars getting the signing the autographs on that, but you're over there. So question would be number one. How often are you getting people to come up to you and say, hey, man, great job. Love to meet you versus the girls?
Okay, it's so funny. First of all, like, I just started. I had only one scene with Scarlet Scandal for Deeper, which was, like, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'm not known.
Okay.
I just joined Molly Models. I'm the first male, actually, in the agency since for 15 or 20 years. Yeah, I'm the first male signing with them. So it's kind of exciting, put a little bit of pressure, but we'll go with the fun. I go in the moment and then just, like, be present. So... For signing autograph is not that big. Today, I actually signed more than any other day.
Oh, okay,
which is 3 or 4. I'm like, you know, it's a lot right now because
how
I got.
How long have you lived in the States?
2 days.
How long have you lived here for?
I've been here for 6 years now.
6 years?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Literally 10 days before Trump became president. So I knew a little bit of before Trump.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Man, what a great American immigration story. He goes, came to this wonderful country and then started. Fucking super chess on.
Do you not remember?
I feel like that's not how my trip to France would go.
Oh my God.
When I said that about Nikki Benz, I said to Nikki Benz, what a great immigration story, because she came from Lithuania.
So
and then she didn't know what the word immigrant meant.
Okay.
She thought I meant illegal immigrant.
Oh,
and
God.
She got super.
Well, you're assuming that's what you thought she meant. Whatever it was, she didn't understand the word.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying something racist.
Yeah, and then she started accusing me of being racist. And said to me, I said, I tried to soften it. I said, hey, look, my family's half Syrian. And it was during, like, the Syrian refugee crisis. And she goes,
oh,
what are you, a fucking terrorist? And it was so fucking weird.
Oh, people are going to take it the wrong way, Trump, instead of taking a positive side.
Look, he's got his fucking picture right there.
Oh.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
As an average-sized penis man that I am,
than that I am.
Are you also?
Trust me, I am. I'm completely R, and I'm embracing that.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
But so, I'm intrigued by your question. I want to know what you're going
to
say.
What do you think an average-sized penis man could do to improve his game in the bedroom?
Oh, how could he answer? I'm going to go in such a different way of most guys in the porn industry, if you want to be ready for that answer, because I'm not looking at porn in the same way that most of the guys.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm very spiritual. I just do think in terms of like
fucking a lot of hot chicks like you, I'd be pretty spiritual myself.
My God. No, but the craziest part, it is very true. I love, most of people look at things in the surface, like from outside and outside perspective. I love looking at the layers because that's how you build everything from the bottom of stuff and then you can build over it. So I do think when it comes to women are very emotional. So even like if you like to get banging stuff, at some point in your life, you need to connect with people. Mm-hmm. Because when you connect sexually, you can do little things. You don't even know to get big or whatever. You can create something way deeper in the intention, in the orgasm, just because you connect with that person.
Deeper.com. Waydeeper.com. What if you're emotionally void like myself?
If you're emotionally what?
Void. Have no emotions whatsoever.
Yeah, Ralph might be a sociopath.
Then you don't care. You just go like, oh, I'm dirty in bed, man. Yeah. I'm all about peace and shit, so... we can talk straight up with
Ralph. Is dirty in bed. It just has to happen before sundown because he has to hit the sack by 8.
Yeah, all right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm old. Fuck you. Why would you just go with a person? There's like so many different sizes. Like this is tight pussy, not tight. Like it's just a matter of like meeting people and you.
Did you? I know you said that you just filmed your first with them, but how long have you actually been in this industry overall?
I just started.
Right,
I mean, I shot content with Scott, obviously, like since 4 months, but it's just between us. It's not comparable with being on set.
So if someone like Paco wants...
Uncircumcised?
No, I'm not. And I'm Jew, but I'm not.
Oh, what? Yeah. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Way to thumb your nose.
Two Jews in your yourself.
Yeah. It's never too late, you know.
Oh, man. I didn't think I would do it.
I know.
Ralph, get your scissors. I'll do the prayer.
You hold, no, and you hold them. I'll
the exit, guys.
If Paco wants to try and get into the world of porn as a man, and a lot of listeners or viewers may want it, a guy wants to do it, give some pointers to a guy, the best way to start carving that path out.
Be gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Honestly, the answer is not going to go in the way you can think. I just do think, like, none of us, I've been talking with so many different people in the industry, and I don't think it's a choice we really make. It's not something you go, you're like, I want to be a porn star. For some reason, I just think it comes to you, like, literally.
I get it.
It's either you meet people, like, because I used to date somebody in the industry, I won't give the name because I don't want her to be pissed, but it was 3 years ago before COVID. She was big, too. And I just keep meeting people for some reason in the industry. It just came to me. So
well, you're gonna get a
model. I think it's like if you're an attractive person who like stays fit, someone's gonna eventually ask you to do something.
Right. So that basically leaves you and me out of that, Jay. Basically.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh no. Listen, no, what about you, like, bro?
I really don't agree with that.
Wait, would you not agree that when you're a good-looking guy in great shapes,
the course
it's a little easier?
Oh, right? No, I agree with that. It helps. Obviously, like the visual is the first thing that people, when you date somebody, when you go towards somebody is because of the beauty first.
Of course,
then you go with the depth. But
I'm sorry, I'm going to do this for you. Ready?
Yeah.
There we go. That's better.
Okay.
Me and Ralph are going to do personality porn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you more than me will win in that one.
Shit.
I also have the better butthole as judged by gay guys.
Judged by gay guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jay has the better butthole.
Not the way it feels. No, they didn't fuck us, but they just eyed it up. They looked. It took a good bird's eye view, and I won that. Oh, the better looking ass.
Here's the thing that made it really upsetting to me that episode. Apparently, one of them told you that you had a hemorrhoid.
Yeah,
and yet I still lost.
Yeah,
that's really bad.
It's like a cute mark, like Enrique Iglesias. Yeah,
a little
on his face.
Oh,
a little sign of love.
Yeah, it's like Aaron Neville.
You have to know I'm taking everything first degree right now, so I don't even know where's the jockey stopping or starting.
No,
like, I'm completely lost.
It's all 100% true.
What? He's not wrong.
Gay guys came in to judge which one of us had the better looking asshole.
And smelled better and
presented better. Yeah. And when they did it, they told me that I had a
hemorrhoid.
A hemorrhoid.
And not that I lost.
And I still won.
Yeah, that's really, it's really horrible
that I still lost. Yeah. How bad does my butthole have to look if I still lost? Hey, dude, you'd rather fuck Pam Anderson with a zit than fucking Delta Burke.
Those are bad examples.
Way to age yourself in those examples.
What do you want
to
fuck, Lizzo, as good as she could possibly look?
Or you want to fuck Dua Lipa with a zit?
All right, before we go any further, if you are a responsible adult over the age of 21 and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, I just realized that rhymes, and if you want to get high, fucking super duper high, there's only one answer. It's YoDelta.com. You could stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes for all of your getting high needs. And if you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal, simple. Go to YoDelta.com, stock up on that Delta 8. If you don't know what Delta 8 is, well, that means you haven't heard this show in a while, but it's found in hemp and it can be legally shipped to various states in the United States and it gets you really fucking high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And at YoDelta.com, their Delta 8 is a product that should be taken responsibly. So go to YoDelta.com, use the code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once again, the promo code is GAS, that's G-A-S. You get 25% off your entire order at YoDelta.com, home of Delta 8. That will get you super fucking high. Let's get back into it.
Boom. We ask everybody these questions at the end of the interview.
Sure.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, which stands for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
The first question is rock and roll, which is just the first concert you ever went to.
The first what?
Yeah, concert. Like
concert?
Yeah,
that,
band.
That I went to?
Yes.
None. I've never been to any concert in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I can wait for that. Well, wow. I swear, not a joke.
Oh, do that soon.
I can't even think. I don't know.
Do you live
33.
Here?
Yeah. I moved 6 years ago. No, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Yeah. There's a couple biggies coming this summer. What music is your wheelhouse?
Oh, I'm into deep house. Like, I can listen to anything, but I'm really into deep house. Like,
Okay.
Pretty much. US hip hop, like, whatever.
All right, fair enough. But, you know, the first drug you ever did after weed... Unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Actually, weed wasn't my first drug.
Okay, good.
I think it was probably Molly.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I think it was probably Molly.
Molly, and did you love it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
How old were you when you did it?
I was already old because I'm 33. It was during COVID.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, so recently. Well, a lot of big changes in your life in the last few years.
I do think it's better. If you're going to try hard drugs, I agree. Even with weed, I didn't start smoking weed till I was like 26, really.
Oh, yeah?
And I think waiting a little bit longer, it was like...
It allows your brain to fully develop first, too, to make it smarter.
I think having more experience...
Smarter with it, though, too.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a teenager, if I took Molly when I was a teenager, how good that felt, I'd have been doing it a lot. I'm going to ask him the first
time. But I'm a shroom guy, by the way, guys. But shroom.
Completely. Everybody here is.
Oh, yeah, very big. Psychedelics are big in Vegas.
Oh, God.
I'm going to ask you the last question, which is the first time you had sex. And if that's also within the last few years, I'm going to be really freaked out. Because I'm 33, I'm 27.
No, I think I was, if my memory is well, I think it was around 15.
15. Yeah, was she 14, older, 15. Younger?
She was the same age.
Same age. Yeah. Did you plan it out or did it just happen?
No, it just happened.
And like, was it one-off or more than once?
No, it was one-off. Like, I think she was, it was her first time she was a virgin. I think we were both virgin at the same time. And she'll start bleeding and having a little bit of pain. She was super tight, so we had to stop, and I never did anything with her after that.
Okay, and then how long before round the second
time? Killed her.
The second time?
What did I do wrong?
I think the second... Oh, no, yeah. Actually, I got a funny story about that. So I didn't know how to aim, and I remember going at some point, and it was, like, super tight. And I'm like, keep insisting, and she's like, wrong hole. I was shit, sorry.
That's pretty cool.
She's two virginities that
day.
You got to put two up on the board right there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If she blew you, hit all three holes.
Look right at that camera and give us all your plugs.
And I'm...
All your socials.
All my social media. So I'm on IG, TikTok, and Twitter. It's The Real Chris Kendall. Chris Kendall.
I will say this. I am such a fan of social symmetry, and no one else does that here. It's so weird. So kudos to that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. You were so cool.
We are live at the AVN with a young lady that is nominated for 5 AVN Awards. Let's see if I get it right. Lily Larimore, right? Great. That's a unique name, by the way. What's the story behind
it? Can I guess? Did you pick the name? Did you do the cat in the street for the name of your first pet in the street?
No.
It does sound like that.
No, yeah. Lily from Larimore Street. Yeah, yeah. Where'd you get the last name from?
I just wanted to be like a typical porn star and do LL. Like know how people do like the same letter thing? I wanted to do that.
It's called alliteration. So
alliteration. I wanted to be an alliteration.
But where did you find Larimore?
It's stone. I thought it was pretty. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
I just thought it was pretty.
I like it.
And what are the 5 things you're nominated for?
Best VR scene, best boy girl scene, best girl girl boy scene, and my ass is fan nominated. And I have another scene nominated as
That's pretty wild. Ass fan nominated. I like that
fan
a lot.
Nominated ass.
I'll put that on a list of things that will never happen to me.
Well, we're not. For your swear wrong, we're a fan nominated.
Yeah, my ass is never going to be nominated for anything.
So, dude, your ass got nominated. That's what we're here, dude. That's we're nominating your ass.
And is this, you've been to the AVNs before?
I went to the 2021. That was the last one. And I was brand new. I was literally like a week in the industry. I think I had one scene shot. So no one knew who I was. I was just kind of having fun and like came.
Legit.
But yeah, so this is my first one. And I feel like I'm a part of, you know.
Are you presenting also?
Nope, just here for my nominations and to meet fans.
Very, very cool.
When you, because you were saying you're relatively new, right?
My 3-year porniversary is tomorrow.
It's a good word. Happy porniversary.
Thank you.
When you come to the thing. Do you, like, we just met Rochelle Ryan, well, we know her, but she was doing this in 2007.
Wow.
And you see, like, Lisa Ann and some of the other, like, legendy women that are here. Do you get excited to meet them and talk to them about their experience?
Yeah, no, for sure. Whenever I was here in 2020, I felt like I was basically just, like, a fangirl for, like, everyone.
That's awesome. We ask a lot of the girls that have come on about 3 or 4 certain questions at JML you pick from the list to see... For the guys that are watching, to get some real-world advice.
Wait, what is the question?
Lily, does size matter?
I don't think it fully matters. It's,
exactly. That's what I keep telling everyone.
It's not, like, the main thing.
It's not the main thing. But here's a question.
So, Ralph, you're fine.
I'm fine. If you're with if you see a guy that you're on the fence with and you're getting in the bedroom and he has a hilariously small penis, is that not ending it for you?
Like, I mean, how small?
Let's say we talked to someone that said like this.
I mean, maybe, but also I think connection's like more important though, you know? Like, I think you have to have passion and connection first for
you
to be
pussy, right? Yeah.
Good.
The pussy eater stuff.
Yeah, all that.
Pussy eater, what have you.
It also has a pickup line ever worked on you?
A pickup line.
Hey, you want to be born?
I don't know. I can't think of any pickup line that's like genuinely made me laugh or is like creative.
No, they never are. It's always the hacky ones.
It's always like, oh wow, I've heard that
before. Agreed.
Did you ever in your you don't hit on women in public?
I've never cold talked to a woman ever.
The only time I've ever done that in my life was I was sitting next to a girl on a plane, so we like. We kind of had to talk to each other.
Oh, I guess I had something like that on like a train once. But I mean, I genuinely, like, if all I think about is if I'm like, you know, like, hey, you want to blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, no. I'm gonna eat that all night.
Right.
The rest of the night, I'm just like, I'm a dumb asshole for even trying to talk to somebody. Why don't I just stay inside?
I know.
Like
I've said before, because of my gigantism, I feel like I incite fear more than I incite endearment. That make any sense?
Only your head and ball bag are giant. This guy can't find pants that doesn't show his ball bag for some reason.
It's in the bag area.
It's wild.
And then a question I have is, what is like the biggest turn on for you?
The biggest turn on, I feel like, well, for me at least, it's more like, so, I don't know, like, I love getting fucked, like, hard and, like, slutty, you know? But then I also really like, passion and, like, having a connection with someone that I, like, can have good conversations with and, like, laugh with and just, like, you know? I don't know. So, what was the question again?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that worked. All that works for me. That's a great answer. You know,
Lily, let's go smoke some pot.
All right, so the name of the show is The Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. And we ask everybody this at the end of the interview, which is your first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you ever went to. It doesn't have to be a rock
concert. The Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. That's great. Love it.
I love that.
How long ago was that?
That was, like, a long time ago. I was in, like, fifth grade or something.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was when Burning Up. Like, you know the song Burning Up?
He does.
That was... Like,
I have the lyric tattooed on my inner thigh.
On Disney Channel.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
I like I'm it. Burning up.
How old
it's
are you
that
now?
One. I'm 24 now.
24.
And now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Weed was my first drug.
Most people.
Probably Adderall.
Adderall.
In college. In high school. Yeah.
Did you ever do Adderall, Jen?
Yeah. A girl one time kept me up for 3 days to talk about her ex-boyfriend. How did that go? Oh, Jesus, oh man. At the time, I thought it was great because I was on Adderall. Please, tell me your entire story.
You just feel so much on Adderall. It's everything.
And now the first time you had consensual sex.
It was in my boyfriend's at the time's basement.
How old were you?
Like 15.
And it was a planned thing or it just happened?
We were like talking about it. We would like sex, texting type. Like we would flirt with each other in text and be like, I want to make out. I want to do this, that.
Okay. You know? Fair enough. You're like, this isn't making out.
Yeah, this isn't very different.
Like we want to do more. And then we eventually did.
And did you stay together for a while after that?
No.
That was the end of it? That's great. Poor guy.
Now he's moved on.
Now he's one of the guys that nominated for your ass. He fan nominated.
Maybe.
All right, so look right there.
He's outmoding the whole time. Like,
give all your socials to the camera, please.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to wave.
That too. You can
wave to them.
Okay, my Instagram is at lily.larimar. My Twitter is at lilylarimar. And then I have OnlyFans. At Lily Larimar.
Just spell the last name so they don't fuck.
Larimar is L-A-R-I-M-A-R.
Nice.
All right, thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. All right, it is the AVNs. We are on the final day. And this is, in the interest of full disclosure, the final interview.
Oh, wow.
In 3 days that we've been here.
Really?
Yeah, it is Kylie Rocket. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Fun.
You came in right under the wire.
Yes,
nice.
Thank you.
Worked out.
Let's right in.
I'm going to jump right into this because our producer Paco told me you have an interesting drug story from last night. So let's just go right into it.
Yes. So yesterday, I went to Tao.
Good food.
The club in the Venetian.
Right. Club Chirac.
Yes. And I've never gone. I'm finally 21 here in Vegas. Let's go to fucking Tao. And for the convention, I bought me a little baggie because, you know, you just got to be safe. And I have not used it at all, actually. I haven't gotten drunk, really. I just was chill. And I go into the door at Tao, and I'm talking to someone, and the security guard, like, literally pulled me out. And I was like, what did I do? And he just holds the baggie in front of my face.
Oh, you dropped it?
No, he was checking my bag. Oh. I checked it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I was like,
you can't bring Coke into Tao?
You can't bring Coke anywhere?
I'm not a Coke person at all, but I would assume you can bring Coke at a desk.
How much of not a drug person I am? When she said a baggie, I didn't know what drug she meant. That's how
you really are a geezer, dude.
I'm such an old.
He thought you meant a vitamins.
Like a baggie?
A baggie of what? Like a Z-pack?
But I didn't use it, so I was not really mad about it. But I did get banned in Tao.
Forever.
So you didn't let you in?
No.
And you didn't get your Coke back?
No.
Wait, did you make a stink? Is that why they're not letting you back in? You made a scene?
No.
They just said you can never come in. You're trying to bring in Coke?
Huh?
You tried to bring Coke in and they said you can never come in again?
I didn't remember that it was in there. Honestly.
Did they take a picture?
It's weird.
Take your name? How are you banned?
They took my picture. They took a picture of me and my ID. They read me their Tao right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got citizens arrested at Tao?
Basically, I was scared I was going to get arrested. I was like, I have an award show to go to tomorrow.
You should have done a racist Asian accent and left. You should be off, and then just leave like while they're bitching.
No, I was really shaky.
By the way, Jay, very convincing accent.
Me Chinese, me play joke. You guys stole my Coke.
I haven't done low in like so long either, and I got it just in case. But you know what? It was never meant to happen. I don't need it.
Fuck Tao.
I just saw someone said this.
They have orange chicken everywhere.
And somebody was at a comedy club and asked, can we smoke weed back here? And the manager lined out a line of Coke, snorted it up, and walked out. It's like his way of saying, you're good. It's fine.
You know what's funny? I'm so oblivious, I would have still asked again. I go, that's not really an answer to what I was saying. Coke doesn't really smell up the room. You know what I mean?
Are you nominated for anything?
Yes, I'm nominated for 4 awards.
Which are?
Best girl, best threesome.
Okay.
Best solo tease, and Vince all go around.
Okay, explain this.
I guess we're enemies for these solo tees.
Is it just a camera, you on your own?
Yeah. Yes, and it was, they set it up. I was in like a car mechanic shop because my favorite thing is like driving cars. So they made it to where what I like, and here like this dark, grungy like garage with like an old classic car, and I was fucking my pussy on top of it, and my hair. I was like with BDSM stuff. I was.
How'd the car owner feel about getting cum and shit in his car? He rents him the car, and comes back, goes, "Is this cum on the air, for God's sake?" You know what? How long it took me to restore this thing? You didn't cum left on there. Oh, that squirt's gonna get right into the radiator. I'm fucked.
I don't know how to squirt. Not yet. I've been trying, but
you're only 21.
Nice.
You're fine. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
You don't have to learn those tricks yet.
I get it, Jane. It's coming. I get it.
You're years away.
All right. So we've been asking you, sir, some questions to everyone that comes on the show. One of them is, and especially this will be interesting for a young girl's perspective: does size matter?
Ooh.
Jay feels
it
no.
does not to a point, because if it's really fucking small, then yeah, that shit matters. Yeah. I'm over here taking that like 6-7 feet of dicks, and like no, I can't. But if it's like 5-6 inches, that's fine. It has a little move. Yeah.
Oh, I lost it. Why did my mic, you Jay? Know? My mic just get out.
I'm gonna go back.
But it does not matter, but if it's really small, then yeah, I fucking
does. What's your
thank you. You should have got more love from the room for that.
Not only that. We should have gotten nominated for 3 more awards now.
Dude, thank you.
This fucking nub dick convention walking around here. Are you kidding me?
Man, by God. Okay, now, this
any one. Any guy holding a bag full of 8x10s is definitely got a small pud.
Has a hit-on line ever worked on you?
A what?
Like a pickup line.
Like hit on a guy?
Hit on, pick up, whatever the fuck.
Honestly, no. I'm not really big into like texting people on Instagram or anywhere online. Like I'm an impulsive.
I'm Ralph. I just lost my shot. That's
you
all
know,
I do.
I get so many people like come up to me and they're like, "You just haven't texted me back." And I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I'm just an in-person thing. I don't really like being on my phone. I'm not a big texter."
Fuck towel.
Fuck towel.
Yeah. I wonder, by the way, I'd love to see who else is on the banned towel list.
Oh my God, there's probably a lot. There's probably like 3 or 4 banned that same day. I mean, it's Vegas.
They got you on your real name, too. You could still probably slide under the radar.
Probably as my stage name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have to get an ID with my stage name.
Can I ask you, by the way, to go back to
get a passport?
The Bill of Rights that they read you.
It was literally like an index card.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so
and goofy. And it had his pocket, and it just said, like, Tao.
We, the people of Tao, have officially made.
Are you banned from all Taos?
Yeah, even the one in L.A. And, like, he said something.
Your behavior has ruined everybody's stoke. You have unstoked this whole party.
Literally. And it was my first time. I'm only 21. So I'm hoping, you know how like some things in your credit go away after like 7 years?
Well, yeah.
So I'm like hoping this goes away in like 10.
On behalf of Tao, I say hugs, not drugs.
Yeah. On behalf of someone who's been to Tao, I say you're not missing anything.
By the way, they also kept your Coke, which they can't do. Yeah.
Which I'm sure they probably use.
100% they use. Because they know you can't really call the cops and say they took my Coke.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. That's pretty shitty.
I was scared that I was going to get arrested.
Can I tell you something? For a young pal at 21, you got to learn how to really throw that white girl around a lot better.
Yeah, I could see that.
You could have got your Coke back at least.
And a VIP table.
There's someone that was with me who knows the people from Tao, so he's going to try and talk to them to try and get that revenge.
Do you know how powerful young white girls are? They tell me that I'm racist on behalf of other people.
What?
Never been called racist.
Then.
Never been called racist by a person of color, but young white women have said it a lot.
Yeah, you're racist.
I mean, you heard his Chinese accent 3 minutes ago.
That's different, though. Those were the mean Asians that screw up. Oh, you get out of here.
You go back. It's not as threatening.
Ah, you go buy. You buy something, you'll go home.
All right, we got to do the first. We got to wrap up. It's getting late. We got a red carpet event to attend.
Yes, we do. And I have to meet some more fans.
All right, so we...
Ralph, you might have to help me with my suspenders.
I can't wait to do that.
They're silk.
I see that.
Right, come on.
I'm going to look. I'm going decked out.
I'm not. I just wearing the one suit I own, and that's it. That's all I'm doing.
I got sparkly shoes.
With guys that, like, really...
Jay got a real vibe going.
Yeah, we'll see if it fits.
Yeah, I just took the one suit I've had for 20 years, and that's all I'm wearing.
I won't do that.
Yeah, that's all you need.
The thing's been to 8 funerals, so I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't want that bad juju on it.
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm going to be buried in it, for sure.
I hope you get kicked out of the awards, Ralph, for a bag of Coke you didn't know you had either.
Maybe it's hers. All right, so we ask everybody this question. The name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. We want to know your first experience with all three. With Rock and Roll, we just mean the first concert you went to.
Okay, my first concert was Justin Bieber.
Adorable.
When he was still had his long hair.
Oh, playing
actually,
drums a little bit.
He spiked it up. He didn't even have tattoos.
How old were you?
Like 13, 14. Oh, I used to be obsessed to the point where one side of my wall, I would take out all his pictures
you
and like.
You both, sister.
Isn't
did you ever see that picture of his wiener? Guy's got a thick.
I never saw his wiener. You never saw a picture of his wiener?
No.
Oh, it's out there. It's a thickie.
Oh my God, I have to keep searching now.
I know what I'm Googling on the ride back to the hotel.
Yeah, I just do it right now.
I do.
I'll do it while she answers the other question.
My next question is, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
I think the first drug I did after weed was blow.
It was blow.
Yeah, and when I was 18 in Miami.
And obviously it stuck with you a little bit because you're still doing it now.
I don't do it. I really don't. I stopped doing it actually a year ago because I was doing it a lot. But I brought it just in case because I don't know how this convention was going to go.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't use it at all. I forgot about it. I'm not a big user. I don't use it at all. So I just had it just in case.
On the, not the last, we do a comedy festival with our network here called Skankfest. And not this one that we just did, but the one before, they asked me to take the audio equipment back to New York.
That's not a bad piece for soft.
It's not a bomb.
That is not him.
It is
kind of him. Yeah, that is him.
What the fuck?
It's not great, but it's
I'll tell you this though, it's big when it ended. But how about this, bro?
That shit's a grower.
Shave it down a little bit, dude. Yeah. What's wrong?
It's a fucking jungle in there.
So, Dre, I was leaving back from Skankfest.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm still trying to shake off the Bieber's fucking.
You're trying to put in your mouth.
Oh wait, no, there's where you see how.
Dude.
Oh, that's good. That's bad.
That almost looks like a McLudig. That's okay, good. Justin.
I like that.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Justin, you are packing, bro.
She's going to start putting his pictures back on his wall.
No, I literally am. And Justin's dick pics, not even his fame.
So, Jay, on
the way back. He's super gay.
On the way back from the last gang, not this one, the one before, I had to take all the audio equipment back, and the fucking drugs addict staff put a ton of weed in my bag and forgot that it was there, and I brought it back wherever the fuck it was, and thank God they didn't check.
Houston?
Yeah,
the Houston one.
Oh, that's dangerous.
They could have
Vegas would have been a problem, but Houston's big as Houston will.
Yeah,
they ain't legal there.
And I found that when I got home, and they forgot about it. Thank God.
Lucky boy syndrome.
Yeah, I would have fucking fired the whole staff from jail. All right, now, the first time you had sex?
It was on Valentine's Day when I was literally like 14 years old.
That's adorable. Yeah. Was it a boyfriend?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend.
Do you know if he's a fan of you now?
I know his brother is. His brother texts me all the time.
Nice.
Fucking great.
And his brother's honestly a lot hotter.
Oh, is that Bieber dick?
He might be a fan now, so.
That'd be cool. So look right there. Give all your socials.
Hi, guys. It's Kylie Rocket. My Instagram is Kylie_Rocket_, and you have to type it all out because I think I'm shadow banned. And my Twitter is @RocketKylie, and my OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/RocketKylie.
And we always say, have someone say Ralph is gay.
Yeah,
but like fun.
Ralph is fucking gay, guys. How did you guys not know this?
Yeah, I'm going to beat you with Justin Bieber's dick. I'll tell you that. But, all right, it is Ralph and Big J Okerson.
Hey.
Regular Ralph and Big J. And I'll give you our last, our goodbyes from the floor.
Yeah, this has been quite the experience.
It's pretty wild. I would say that
when I come back, I would come back in this kind of capacity again. I like the broadcasting from it.
Here's what I would change. You ready? Banner would say nominated for best podcast.
Yes.
And then there would be a sign in front of the T-shirts that say subscribe and review and get a free T-shirt. Or subscribe and follow for a free T-shirt.
Can't just give people a free T-shirt.
Nope. That's how we work, Jay.
You gotta make
it work. Worry about shit like that. You got people.
Oh yeah. Hey, if you could do that knife between your fingers game and not cut yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You get a shirt.
You get a handy from Big Jay Okerson.
Ralph, you can't stop looking at that French guy.
He's awesome. You don't think he's fucking awesome?
Over it, dude.
I mean, I'll make him some coq au vin.
Yeah. You like the? You think his foreskin's gonna make it move smoother in and out of your shitter?
Salty and tasty.
But that's because you're so crazy gay.
So it took us about 45 minutes to get our tickets for the red carpet. So we're gonna pack up. We're gonna head back to.
It's
the
insane.
Hotel.
That line. They're gonna work on that.
Yeah. By the way, if you think Skankfest lines are a little discombobulated, AVN, you should go to Skankfest. and see how they roll this shit.
Take a note from the masters.
For God's sake. All right, so we're going to roll on the AVNs tonight. We're going to be in suits. We're going to try and maybe win. I don't know.
I'm going to go shit out my butt plug and put a suit on.
Yeah, and shout out to Lainey for making this all happen. Shout out to Paco for being the producer in charge here and getting all the girls and guys and stuff like
that. Shout out to Hitler's niece.
Hitler's niece always got coming out. All right, and that's everything. Anything else you want to end on behind us? Jay, any last minutes?
Let Paco enjoy my Hitler's niece line. No one really gave it much when we were in line before and I called it out. So I had to pull it out again for Paco.
Let Paco enjoy it.
Paco should just wear that kimono tonight.
Yeah, nothing
honestly.
Else. Nothing else.
I like that. Paco.
And by the way, if they say it's not formal, you say, in my culture, this is, and they can't shit you on you for that. This is formal.
Let me shave a bow tie into your dick hair. And then they say your kimono's not formal. You go, is this formal enough? And then just present.
And helicopter it.
Are you even at this awards or not, Paco? First of all, we also, and I will give you a cliffhanger. We can leave this on a cliffhanger and say, Paco's ticket and everything is under the name Lainey Spizer.
No, from Shannon Lee Hire. He's going to be Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon. So.
Shannon, thankfully, is an ambiguous name.
Because, I mean.
There's Shannon.
I know, but right. I mean, we know that Shannon Briggs, there's four in the world.
Definitely, oh, you don't know, but the tickets for tonight.
Now the thing for tonight says Shannon.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Mezzanine.
We'll see what happens. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the however many episodes came out of this chaos.
How could they not have enjoyed it, Ralph? We've enjoyed it,
and they enjoy us
enjoying ourselves.
I hope so. All right, and we'll do a recap of the event at some point.
Hey, here's to not getting sexually assaulted tonight.
Well, speak for yourself.
Here's for a good, nice AVN Awards. I assume everyone's going to behave with class and decorum, and I'm already proud of us. We'll see you back in New York.
See you back in New York.
Good luck to us.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.